I want you to know that when the cold weather was breaking forth today, I just looked up and said, wow, this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. And it reminded me that the Lord said that as long as the earth remains, we will have seasons. And it is powerful that God is with us through every season of this earth. Even if it's cold, if it's hot, he's with us. And I want you to know that the Lord is with you tonight. The Lord is with each and every one of us. And I'm telling you that God is working on our behalf. So tonight, we're just going to step into a time of worship and just let your heart be open and just let your heart be receptive towards the Lord tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Wandering into the night, wanting a place to hide this weary sin, this bag of bone. But I can't win the fight. I'm slowly drifting, a bag of bone. But just when I ran out of rope, I met a man I didn't know, and he told me that I was not alone. You picked me up and turned me around and placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because you healed my heart and changed my name. But to believe, my doubts are burning like ashes in the wind. So long to my old friend, burden and bitterness. You can't just keep it moving. No, you're not welcome here. From now till I walk the streets of home, I'll sing of how you this wayward son has found his way back home. You picked me up and turned me around and placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because you healed my heart and changed my name. Forever free, I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior. Lost another one, I am free, I am free, I am free. Hell lost another one, I am free, I am free, I am free. Hell lost another one, I am free, I am free, I am free. I thank God.
up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. You picked me up and turned me around and placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because you healed my heart and changed my name. Forever free, I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God.
Hallelujah, you are welcome.
As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Calm down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. Calm down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us, come rest on us. As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us, come rest on us. Fire and wind, come and do it again. Open up the gates, let heaven on in. Come rest on us. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. Calm down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. Holy Spirit, come rest on us. You're all we want. You're all we want. Holy Spirit, come rest on us. You're all we want. You're all we want. Holy when you fill the room. You're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me.
Over every enemy, Jesus, for my family, I speak the holy name. Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountain, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my
dark place, Father. We just speak Jesus' name in every dark place, over every addiction. Right now, over all of our families, Lord God, we speak the name of Jesus to break every stronghold in their lives. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's give Jesus a hand clap of praise.
Yes, amen.
Worthy are you.
Praise the Lord.
You know what? We might be small in number because of the weather tonight's what I'm guessing. But I'm telling you what, we're mighty.
Amen.
The presence of the Lord
amen.
Up here. I can't tell you what you're going through, but I can tell you what I'm going through. Amen. I've been faced with a question lately that I'm truly, truly just been meditating on and talking to the Lord about. And I just want to pose it to us. Could we as a church worship Jesus without all the music and the lights? Would we worship him? I know we could, but would we? If the lights just went out, the music just went off, would we still be singing his praises? Could you just stand and worship the Lord without any prompting? What if one person was just standing up here and decided just to start singing mm-hmm. a song? Could mm-hmm. we worship Jesus just in the stillness of what mm-hmm. that is?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I've watched people post and post, and I don't like bashing other people. I don't like bashing churches. I think that we're here to love one another and lift mm-hmm. one another up.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that I saw has me really just, you know, the comment was about the worst thing that we put in the churches was lights and music, like lights and stages and microphones and pulpits.
Hmm.
And I think about that, and I hear what they're saying. I know what they're saying. I do. I know what they're saying, because we never want to get a look at me attitude and that it's because of us that anything has happened, right? It's only because of Jesus and having that focus that we know that this exists to lift him up and to teach his word and to teach people about Jesus, right?
Amen.
And so I'm really digging in deep to this, making sure that every motive, every heart's cry, every action that we do or that we choose or we hear the Lord do is all to glorify him, all
amen.
To know that he is the only reason we're up here.
Amen.
I don't want my name to be known. I want Jesus' name to be known.
Amen.
You know, I want him lifted up.
Amen.
And it's always good to check your heart. And do you worship him at home?
Mm.
In your own time. Cleaning. I know that used to be one of when Philip was little. That would be one of the times that we literally would put on the music in those old style. Not old, old style, but, you know.
Hallelujah.
Not the old records, but, you know, the CDs. And we'd put those in there, and we would be cleaning and worshiping in the Lord. And then all of a sudden, I think the cleaning would stop, and the worshiping would overtake the cleaning. And the cleaning would get done somehow. That would be such a routine in our house, so much so when Grandma would come, Philip, at 3 years old, 2 years old, was getting her up, running to the mercy seat. And you remember that song, I'm running to the mercy seat. Well, amen. She was sick and she couldn't hardly move. And because we established a pattern in our house
mm-hmm.
that we look to the Lord for everything. No, we weren't perfect, trust me. And you know that. You already know we're not perfect. But a two-year-old or a three-year-old that grabbed his grandmother's hand when she was sick and not able to move around that much, said, come on, Grandma, we got to run to the mercy seat.
Yep.
And his sweetness, I don't know what happened to the sweetness, but in that sweet way, picked her, got her hand, grabbed it, and started running around our tiny apartment, saying, come on, Grandma, we got to run to the mercy seat, singing, I'm running to the mercy seat, at the top of his lungs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how's that created within him? Because he sat in the presence of God.
Amen.
As a 2 or 3 year old, and he understood what he was doing.
Amen.
You say that's not possible. I'm going to agree to disagree with you. I think they feel the presence of God too.
Yep.
Amen.
I do.
Oh yeah.
Children are way
out of the
more,
mouth of babies.
Yes. I can't tell you how many times. That's why we have Pastor Jared, because we think in the way that he teaches kids, he's amazing. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a value on what our kids and what they need to know. They're the next generation that's coming up.
Yep.
They're the ones going to be teaching others about Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And we need to create atmospheres and it just not be a coming to church on a Thursday night or a Sunday morning to watch a show.
Amen.
Because it's not a show.
Amen.
Not in our hearts, it's not a show. Worship in their hearts, every single one of their hearts is not a show.
Amen.
They don't care if they're leading the song or if somebody else is leading the song.
Right.
None of us care about that. What we care about is that Jesus is here and we're worshiping him.
The presence
and the anointing is here.
Amen.
Man, we really have to get back. For some of us, get back. We've made serving Jesus so complicated because people have made so many rules of what it should look like, right? And y'all know what I'm talking about. People just make rules upon rules upon rules. And sometime in the walk that I've been walking, and I didn't get saved until I was in my 20s, I've looked back and I've said, where does it say that in the Word?
Mm-hmm.
Where does it say? Like, there's people that only wear dresses, don't just shorts. And, like, they don't believe this and they don't believe that. And truly in the Word, when you break it down, where does it say that?
Yeah.
Where does it say that your best attire is a three-piece suit in a tie-on that chokes you? Where does it say that in the Word? It don't, does it? But yet, for years, when I came into the kingdom, that's what I heard. And that you have to go buy dresses, and you have to go dress like this. And them stinking women when I was growing up, you guys are lucky. You younger generation, I'm just saying, are lucky. Because you don't know what hoes are. And if you knew what hoes are, you'd be thankful you don't know what hoes are. Amen? Oh, we're not going to talk about those. But I'm just saying, we'd have to wear those. And there was not one comfortable moment of it. We had to go buy shoes that looked nice to go with the dress. And they didn't feel comfortable. Because people told me that was God's best. That was my best to the Lord. And that's what the Lord saw. Now, I'm saying give God your best. I'm not saying don't give God your best.
Right.
But I'm saying, show me in the Word where it says what best is.
Right. Your best.
My best can be different than what your best is.
Yeah.
Some people can buy a $20 pair of jeans, which was us back in the day.
Amen. Amen.
And it was our best.
Yeah.
Or $15 pair of jeans, probably. I don't know.
Yep.
I can't remember. It's been so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Somewhere, when we didn't know it, a Pharisaical view has come into the church. And we got more about laws and legalism than we got about Jesus and love.
Mm.
And the presence of God. Now, I'm not saying don't live a holy life. I believe we are to live a holy life.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we get to go out and do whatever we want and God's going to be pleased with that. No, I'm not saying that. We do have to live a holy life.
Yes, we do.
But we're so much more worried about this than we are in here and how we treat people.
Amen.
And we're so concerned. I've seen, I don't know why this is coming out. Probably because I've been meditating on this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we're so concerned by telling this. Honey, I'm just using you as an example. You look beautiful tonight. You're dressed beautifully. Okay? So what I'm saying is not real. It's just made up so I can make a point. Okay? We're so more concerned with telling this girl what to wear. That shirt's not appropriate. Than we are about worried about her soul and her spirit and about her eternity. We think telling her these things is what we should do in the Word. Where does it tell you to go up and yell at somebody about their clothes? Now, I believe in dressing modestly? I absolutely believe in dressing modestly. But I also understand that I believe a lot more things in my 20-some years, almost 30 years of serving the Lord, than I did in my first year and my second and my third and my fourth year of serving the Lord. We get so caught up in what people are doing or not doing, instead of loving them into the kingdom and letting the Lord clean their heart, we want to clean their heart.
Uh-oh.
We want to fix people.
Uh-oh.
Man, it's not up to us to fix people.
Amen.
It's up to us to love them, tell them the truth of the Word, speak the Word to them, pray for them, and if you see a brother at fault, I'm not coming to you. If I see Amber at fault, I don't.
I'm just telling you. I'm just picking random people and talking to them. But if I see Amber in a fault, it's not my job to go tell Shane about it. Where in the word does it tell you to talk about your brethren like that and to repeat a matter? I think it says don't repeat a matter. It's up to me to say, hey, Amber, can I just talk to you for a minute? Out of love. Girl, I don't want to hurt your feelings or I don't want anything like that. But you said this, and I just wanted you to understand that doesn't line up with the word. This is what the word says. Can we talk about it and give me your understanding? I'll give you my understanding, and we'll talk about that. Or I saw this, and that, here's the word that says that's sin. And she can say, oh my goodness, we've been doing that all of my life, and I never knew that. Why? Because we're learning and we're changing from glory to glory to glory. Amen? Are you the same you used to be when you first got saved?
No.
Why do you expect, maybe not even you, just the, I'm talking about like the Christian world that we've got going on. I'm not trying to down anybody. I promise I'm not, because I don't like that. But sometimes I caught myself caught up in this Pharisee rule view of things. One time we were around this couple. It was a man. It was two men. You'll remember this. I know you'll remember this. But I wouldn't talk to them. Not because I didn't like them. They were very respectful. They were very nice. I didn't know how to show them I was displeased with their lifestyle. And I didn't want them to think that if I talked to them and was nice to them, that I agreed with their lifestyle. They know who we were. They knew we didn't agree with their lifestyle. All we had to do was love them. They already knew about all the other stuff.
Amen.
And in my pharisaical view and mind of rules and laws, I lost an opportunity to love people to the kingdom. All they saw was judgment. That's what they saw. I didn't do anything, but I didn't do anything. And they knew that I wasn't talking to them because they didn't know why the whole picture, for because I was messed up and didn't know how to think about it. But the Lord has since taught me, you know, about love. But who are we hurting? Who are we chasing away because of harshness? The harshness. There's a way, and I've been yelled about this recently, just so you know, how I say things is not always nice. And I have to pull back the reins on how I say certain things because I'm just too blunt and honest. And so I'm working on that. Philip, be quiet. I know. Did you see his face? He agreed. Oh, there's nothing wrong with that until you're hurting the flock or until you're hurting your brother and sister and you don't know it, you don't see it, and somebody brings it to your attention. And the way to deal with it is not pride and say that I don't do that. But the way to deal with it is to go check yourself from the neck up and say, Lord God, am I doing this? Show me. Take blinders off. Reveal to me. We're not perfect, and we try to be. And we try to be harder on everybody else than we are ourselves sometimes. And expect more of them than we do ourselves. Oh, did you see how they acted at Christmas time? They did this, and they had a picture of Santa Claus. They took their kids to go see Santa Claus. So?
Kids are stupid.
I know it. Kids, you are dismissed. Kids are dismissed. Go ahead. Go have fun.
My kids are better.
Jared's like, get me out of here. Have fun. Go be a little mighty warrior. Okay, I'm going to get off that subject because there's still kids in here. But you know what I mean, right? We just need to quit being the church that judges what God never called us to judge, right?
Mm.
We're judging sinners for being sinners. How dumb is that? That's who they are. That's what they do. They don't know the word. They don't know our God. They don't have a relationship with our God. And they're going to behave the way they did, just like you did it, the way you did it before you got saved. Right? The expectation is on you and me that we behave
in a way
that pleases the Lord.
Amen.
And when sinners call us out, and they know we're not behaving, now that tells you something else that they know, but anyway, when we're not behaving towards each other or towards them like we're supposed to, it's time to really just
Amen.
Revisit the cross.
Amen.
Get down before him. Lord, Amen. That's why I like that Refiner song.
Yeah.
Refine me. Here I am.
Amen.
Come in and do it. Take everything away.
Amen.
Refine me. Amen. Amen. I just want us to get back to a place where we are really just truly, it's not about anything but Jesus and loving each other and what his word says, not what the world says we should act like. Amen.
Amen.
Not how we've seen, even maybe have watched happen.
Yep.
Or had put on us.
Amen.
You know? That's Amen. The biggest thing. I learn. I'm a watcher. I watch and I hear and I listen and I watch and I watch. And that's why you act like your family, because you grew up with them, right? And so you just become what you're around all the time when you're growing up. Now, when you get older and you say, I'm following Jesus, well, we'll know or not. Because
Amen.
If you're around him, you begin to behave like him.
Amen.
And the old ways are starting to just die off.
Amen.
You know, like me, and obviously I got more growth to do with my delivery of stuff.
I think your delivery is way better, baby.
Well, in the last few months, because I've been working on it. Bless the Lord, or trying. But I'm just saying, just wanting to please the Lord
Amen.
In a way that makes him happy. And if I'm doing what God tells me to do and I'm pleasing the Lord, I don't care that I'm pleasing man, not pleasing man, right?
Amen.
As long as the Lord is being pleased, because then that example is being set the right way.
Amen.
Because you're not going to please everybody, and you're not going to please people who don't serve the Lord
Amen.
When you're doing his work sometimes.
Amen.
But anyway, just thoughts to think on, thoughts to sit down on and think at night. This is my pattern for the last, I don't know how many nights, just laying there thinking about these things and talking to mm-hmm. the Lord about these things mm-hmm. and wanting to make sure our heart is right and pure before him.
Amen.
And this church is right and pure before him.
Amen.
That we don't look at a man. We don't look at a man. Now, we love each other, right? And
right.
I love to hear my husband preach. He's the most favorite preacher for me.
Yeah.
And my pastor is my favorite teacher. Pastor Dosik is the best teacher ever. I'm just for me. But I don't follow Jesus because of these men. I follow Jesus because of who Jesus is.
Amen.
And I'm grateful to God
Amen.
For the men that he put in my life to teach me. But
mm-hmm.
I know, and they would say, both of them
yes.
would say, your focus shouldn't be on me.
Amen.
And you should know that I'm just a man.
Amen.
It's all about Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Well, I tell you what, I think I'm just going to continue right along with Pastor Regina there, because what I was going to do was talk just a little bit about worship for a few minutes. And so what we're going to do is just talk a little bit about that, because, you know, there is a reason why we want to be involved in worship, and there's a reason why we start our service off with worship. And I just want to share some things with you out of the book of Psalms 100. And in the book of Psalms 100, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgivings and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. You know, worship, when we talk about worship in its essence, it is an expression of honor. It's an expression of admiration, reverence, and regard. Worship is something that needs to be involved in every one of our lives as a part of our relationship with God, because this is a critical, critical aspect of what we need to grow in our relationship with God. We also want to be people that are worshipers, because oftentimes worship brings the presence of God into where we are. And this is something that's critical, and we're just going to look here because I think it's so amazing that the Lord says, "Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves." One thing that reminds us that the Lord made us and that we had nothing to do with us being here other than him and his love is when we worship. It brings us to such a place of humility and to such a place of awareness of who he is. It literally brings us into that point where we know, hey, if it wasn't for him, I couldn't make it. If it wasn't for him, I couldn't do it. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't even be here. You know, right here in Psalms 150, it says, "Praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power, praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness, praise him with the sounds of the trumpet, praise him with the psaltery and harp, praise him with the tremble and dance, praise him with stringed instruments and organs, praise him." You know, I think it's funny because we still haven't got to the dance part too much. You know what? It's still dancing more in the nightclub than coming in here and seeing everybody. What would you do if you came into the church and the whole church was dancing during worship? I mean, we have seen it, but overseas more than here in America. But we have seen a couple places that were just filled with worship like that. But think about this. What I want you to know is that all of these instruments that have been made, they were made to glorify God. I want you to know that the gifts and the calls and the talents out there, some of them being used for all different kind of things that they're used for today, but those gifts and calls and talents and purposes were made for the kingdom and are to honor the kingdom. And I tell you what, that one of the greatest ways that we can honor God is bringing our worship together. You know, it says praise him in the sanctuary. You know, if you study that out, that sanctuary means a place of significance, safety, and a place of refreshing, and a place where we can come and join ourselves together in the presence of God. You know, I think it's exciting because when Moses was taking the people out from Pharaoh, one of his most boldest statements was he told Pharaoh in the book of Exodus, chapter 10, he said, "Listen to me, Pharaoh." He said, "We can't leave our cattle here. We can't leave one hoof here." He said, "There's nothing we can leave here because we need all of these things to serve God." He says, "And we get out there, we don't know everything we're going to need to serve God till we get there." And one thing I hope that worship does for you is it brings you to a place where you make the commitment that you're going to serve God with all your heart. I pray that worship brings you to the place where you make that commitment where, "Lord, I'm going to serve you with my whole heart. I'm going to give myself to you." That's why it's so amazing that when we worship, you know, if I don't know if this has ever come upon you, but sometimes just to kneel down, just to raise your hands, just to lift your hands, just to clap your hands, these things take you into a place of serving God where nothing else would take you there. And so I want you to know that the Lord has always given worship to his people, and it's always been a critical part of what we need in order to focus with him and be a part of his kingdom. I want you to know that in Exodus chapter 15, if you read Exodus chapter 15, you would find out that that's a song. And that's a song that was written for Moses, wrote it, and they wrote that song after the Red Sea parted. And here in the book of Exodus chapter 15, they sit there and they just give praise to the Lord and all the great things that he was able to do and what he did and what it reminded them of how he was and who he was and what he was and who he was for them as people. And so I'm telling you that sometimes we need to make sure that praise, that worship is something that is written in our hearts and on our hearts. You know, there are times where we just need to have a worship melody in our spirit when we got things going on. There is one time that Regina was very sick in the hospital. And what changed that whole atmosphere and what changed the whole ongoing was that here during this time, she put on worship music and played that worship music for hour upon hour. Even the nurse would come in and say, man, there's something different about being in this room. I tell you what, there's something different about your atmosphere when you put the Lord in it in worship. And this is not just something that we should do at church. I definitely want you to do it at church. And when you're in here, I want you to worship with a very sincere heart. Listen, your worship is critical to the service. You coming in here as an individual and putting your worship out there, your worship makes a big difference in the service and brings forth something that we would not have if you were not here to do your part. But I also want you to know that with that being said, worship is something that you should do as an individual, and it's going to be built upon the scriptures, it's going to be built upon the word, and it's going to be built upon music and listening to music and letting worship get down in your spirit. You know, that's one thing that we try to do a good job of here is that when we're singing a song, I can reference the scripture usually every time we're singing a song, I can reference the scripture that song is based upon. And I believe that those things are absolutely critical because they infuse us with power and they infuse us with what we need. You know, in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we read this oftentimes because there were some kings that came after a man called Jehoshaphat. And thank God everything worked out good for them. But what I love about this particular scripture here is that these guys were praying and they were seeking God and they were fasting and seeking God through an answer to get an answer. And then as soon as they got an answer about their situation, they began worshiping. You know, oftentimes as Christians, we don't worship or give thanks until we have a manifested result of what we're looking for. And I'm telling you right now that these people heard through a prophetic word what God planned to do for them. And as soon as they heard what God planned to do, they started worshiping. They didn't wait to see a result. And see, sometimes I believe that we as people will take a little bit too much time just focusing on things instead of really giving time for worship and prayer and fasting and waiting for God to be a part of what God really wants to do. Now, in this situation, they had fasted, they had sought God, they were praying and praying, and a word came for them. And immediately, before they did anything else, buddy, the first thing they did was worship the Lord. And then as they worshiped the Lord, guess what? They got more instructions. After they worshiped the Lord, then they found out, hey, tomorrow when we get up and go out to the battlefield, we're going to take our music out there and we're going to be worshiping and we're going to be getting before the Lord and we're just going to be trusting him with our whole lives. And they got up and took an action step. And as a result, the Lord took care of their enemies. And, you know, they had so much spoil, it took them 3 days to collect all the spoil that they got from what the Lord did without them ever having to fight their battle. Amen. You know, I wonder how many things that we have made more difficult or how many things we have not seen because we didn't worship and keep an attitude of praise before we saw the outcome that God was bringing to us. Hold on to your faith. And don't lose your nature. I tell you what, don't you step back from being a Christian. Hold on till the end of the fight. Amen? Hallelujah. I think it's very critical for us as Christians, especially nowadays, it is very critical for us as Christians to make sure that we are spending time worshiping God. Right now, there's just so much stuff that we have, and there's so much entertainment, and there's so much activities, and there's so much just technological advance that if we're not careful, we can have hours and hours and hours of our week just stolen by stuff that really wasn't as important as if we had given God some time. And I want you to know that in Exodus 20, verse 1, it says this, God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Uh-oh. Hallelujah. You know, one of the main reasons why we worship is because it teaches us how to have no other gods before him. And when that word says that you can have no other gods before him, that means no other gods in anything. Amen? It means that there should be nothing that we do or anybody that we love. Woo! Even though I love my little honey with my whole heart, and I want to give her kisses. Can I give you a kiss right now? Oh, even though I love her with my whole heart, there's absolutely no way I can love her more than God. And there's no way I can put her before God. And I want each of us to know that the one big reason for worshiping him is that we can serve no other gods before him. And this helps us keep our focus on the Lord. It helps us keep our focus in our heart right where it needs to be so that we can keep ourselves moving forward with the Lord the way that we need to. I want to just look at one of my favorite scriptures here out of Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 says this, For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected outcome, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Woo-hoo! Boy, if I didn't know a reason why I wanted to search, worship God, boy, he just gave us one, didn't he? I mean, it's profound when the Lord says, that you shall seek me and find me when you search for me with your whole heart. And I want you to know something, that these are times of why we need to worship. This is why we need to seek God. This is why we must settle in and press in and let him be who he's supposed to be in our life, because this is what he brings us to. When we seek the Lord, you will have experiences with him. I will tell you, I can go back and tell you time after time where I was seeking the Lord over something and boom, he would just speak to me or say something and it just shook my foundation, but it helped me get up from there and know how to move and know how to do what he wanted me to do. And the Lord is just waiting for times to seek, for you to seek him so that he can speak to you and so that he can do great things in your life when you seek him and you give him an opportunity to be right in front of you. There's a scripture that I like, and this is where we're getting more to the personal thing where I like for us to understand that worship is not just for church service. Worship is for us as individuals. And in 1 Samuel, there's a young lady by the name of Hannah, and she was married, and she could have no children. And this was not during a service time. She went, and she was at the temple, and she was just seeking God, asking the Lord about this situation. And the man of God happened to see her and said something to her. And he told her that what she was asking of God was going to come to pass. And it said that she left there. And what I like about it is that she went and she talked to her husband. And the first thing they did the next day is they got up and they went and worshiped. Said they worshiped. See, people, sometimes we wonder why we have bumps in the road, but we leave out important parts of what God has for us. And sometimes there's times where we have left worship out, and there's times where we've left prayer out, sometimes even fasting out when we should be doing fasting. Boy, that's a subject we got to talk on coming up here. But, you know, it says in Psalms 29:2, give unto the Lord the glory that's due to him, due to his name. Worship the Lord and the beauty of holiness. I want you to just think about the fact that in what way is there something that I need to do in how I'm approaching the Lord? In what way am I needing to do something where I need to speak to the Lord differently? There's a time in the Bible where the Lord was talking to a woman that was at the well. And one thing I really like is that when you read through that, you get to verse 23. It says, but the hour cometh and now is when true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You know, for each and every one of us, worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth is critical for our life. And it's a critical part of who we are as his people. It's a critical part of who he's called us to. It's a critical part of what he wants to be going on in our life every day. And when we walk in the Lord in spirit and in truth, it's something that goes beyond just the natural. It actually steps into the supernatural realm, and God wants to touch our heart in this way, okay? Amen. Say, I need to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just declare your glory. We declare your goodness, Father. We declare your abundance, God. God, I thank you, Father, that we need to be reminded that you are our creator, Father. In no way, shape, or form has man ever created themselves. You are the one who created us. If it wasn't for you, we would not exist, God. And Father, we just ask for your grace, your mercy, your strength to be upon us, Father. And Lord, as we endeavor to worship you, Father, that we just experience you more and more in your grace and your power and your authority. And we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Ooh. Oh, hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just put Brittany before you, Father. And Lord, we just curse the COVID virus, Father. And Lord, we just speak healing, Father, right now, God. Lord, I pray that difficulty breathing leaves and that, God, you would just touch her and heal her in Jesus' name. And Lord, right now, we pray for Sue and Carrie. And God, we curse sickness, God. Sickness and virus, we command you to come off. And Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. And Lord, right now, we just pray for Tanja, Ricky, Derek, Jana, and Carolyn. And God, we just pray healing and blessing upon them, Father. We just pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would just bring them back to health and that sickness would be gone in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just pray for Paul Lomaster and the Lomaster family, Father. Lord, as he suffered the loss of his wife and father, we just pray blessing and peace over them at this time, that you just strengthen them and give them grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, now we pray for Phil's friend, God, who's in ICU, Father. We just pray over this, Lord, and God, we just curse this sickness. And God, we just ask in Jesus' name that he would be made whole and that he would be healed in Jesus' name. Lord, now we pray for Sally's dad, God, that he's not doing well, that, God, you would turn this around, God, right now. And, Lord, we just curse COVID and we curse the very root of it. And, Father, we ask for his breathing and just his health to be restored. And we thank you for it, Father. And, Lord, we just pray blessing over Sally. We pray for strengthening to be upon her, God. And, Lord, we just thank you for her and for her family. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, praise God. I want to thank you so much for being here tonight.